Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
I got to tell you, one of the greatest things I think I've ever seen, you know, in sports. I've been watching sports my whole life, and I can't get enough of it. It doesn't matter what it is. It's, you know, hockey, football, basketball, baseball, all of it. I can't get enough of it, right? But there's one thing that I think will stand out for a long time coming, and that's pretty much the fact that after just absolutely lacquering us up with the Coach K final game at Duke at Cameron Indoor party that was going on for the last 3.5 weeks. Oh my God. Did they cram that down our throats or what? I mean, honestly, like all I heard about was Mike Krzyzewski's last game at Cameron Indoor, the Cameron crazies, Krzyzewskiville, people camping out for a month, living in tents. People spending upwards of $10,000 for tickets to the game on Saturday against North Carolina. A lot of the seats, you know, in the neighborhood of $3,000 to, you know, $5,000, some of them even more. I mean, it was no joke trying to get a ducat to that thing. You couldn't get your hands on tickets to that if you tried. I mean, it was the hottest ticket in sports. It was the biggest event of the weekend. It was going to be the most incredible experience of your lifetime, a bucket list moment if you like college basketball. To be in that environment, in that hallowed hall, that great basketball venue, one of the best in all of sports, to be there for Mike Krzyzewski's last game is truly, like, it's unheard of. I mean, if you got your hands on those, that's like the Willy Wonka golden ticket. I mean, you're absolutely styling. And I mean, who wasn't there? I mean, 96 former players in attendance. I mean, the list is like a who's who. Grayson Allen, Gene Banks, Shane Battier, Jay Billis, Carlos Boozer, Elton Brand. I mean, it just went on and on and on. Quinn Cook, Andre Dawkins, I mean, Danny Ferry. I mean, it's just craziness, right? Like, Gerald Henderson, Grant Hill, Nate James, Emil Jefferson. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. Billy King, Christian Laettner, Trajan Langdon, Rashawn McLeod, Cherokee Parks. I mean, it just was like J.J. Redick was there. John Shire, the new coach at Duke, obviously was there. Kyle Singler. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Kevin Strickland. I mean, it just was all day long. Jason Williams, certainly a national championship that he won under Coach K, had a huge influence on his life, of course. Jay Will always talking about Coach K on ESPN every chance he gets. I mean, every single day that he's on the radio or on TV on ESPN, he talks about Mike Krzyzewski. It just never ends. I mean, and of course, 5 national championships. Who wouldn't talk about Coach K every day on their radio and TV shows if you played under Krzyzewski? I mean, come on. I mean, they weren't the only people there. Jerry Seinfeld, Adam Silver, Ken Jeong, a sitcom star, Nick Nurse, the Raptors coach, Dirk Nowitzki, T.O. I mean, my God, it was a who's who of celebrities. Everybody was there. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't have a red carpet. Then again, it'd probably be blue, wouldn't it? I mean, all the former players formed a tunnel leading from one corner of the baseline to midcourt. As Krzyzewski was announced, the crowd went wild. Of course, he's 75 now. He coached his first game in 1980. He made his way through the throng of former players, tapping each one of them on the chest, bumping fists, some hugs. I mean, it was all evolving rapidly. It was a beautiful moment. I mean, obviously, Duke is a special place. And when you win that many titles, you're one of the greatest coaches that's ever been involved in the game of basketball, pro or college or internationally with Team USA. There's no denying his greatness. I mean, you can't even argue it, right? It's like, I mean, it's automatic when you think of greatness. He's going to be right there in that conversation every single time. So I'm not one to argue with that. I certainly wouldn't be that stupid. I know that he's been unbelievable, dominant, incredible, and he's changed lives. He's affected tons of teams and players and their lives and made young boys into men and transfixed their lives and changed them forever and made them accountable and responsible and dependable. He's done all of that without provocation. I mean, there's no getting around it. One of the interesting things about it for me has been is that I was surrounded by it as well in a couple ways. One, I went to Indiana. I was working under Bob Knight when I was there. So, I mean, you got to look over your shoulder at Assembly Hall so as to not be caught by Bob Knight doing anything that he didn't like. Like breathing or being in the building or even doing your job, if he didn't like you, he'd throw you out of the building. I was sitting on the steps one day before practice, and he said, "What are you doing here?" And I was like, "I'm just getting ready for practice, coach." "Well, get out. I don't want you here. Get out. Just get out of the building. I'm sick and tired of people coming in here thinking that they own this place." I'm like, "I'm just trying to do it. Get out of the building." And then he'd scream and yell, he'd cuss at you, and you'd be scared to death, and he'd ruin your day. But, of course, at the end of the day, Bob Knight, of course, when he was at Army, so was Mike Krzyzewski playing for Knight. And, I mean, at the end of the line, you have to remember that I've always said Bob Knight taught Mike Krzyzewski everything he knows about coaching. Such a shame now that the stories have surfaced that Krzyzewski doesn't like Bob Knight anymore, and neither does his wife, and he wants nothing to do with him now that he's an old man living in Bloomington, Indiana, and Coach K has distanced himself from Knight, and you find out who your friends are, don't you? I mean, a guy that counted on him his entire life and career, and then when it's all said and done, he wants nothing to do with him. There you go. What a loyal friend. I'll tell you what. The other reason I've been exposed to it is my dad went to Duke. So don't get me wrong. I love my dad. He's incredible. He passed away a few years ago. But there was nothing more irritating and painful in my life than listening to my dad every single year, my entire existence on this earth, cramming Duke down my throat. I mean, that's all I ever heard about was Duke basketball, Blue Devil basketball, Cameron Indoor, national championships, players A to Z. He never stopped, and it was just constant, just jabbing me with Duke basketball all the time, just nothing but Duke. I mean, this is one of the reasons, obviously, that I went to Indiana. I didn't want to be around Duke. I got sick and tired of Duke. In fact, I hate Duke because of it. No offense to my dad. It's just that I get it. He's a gigantic Duke grad and loves the Duke Blue Devil basketball program. Who wouldn't? I mean, they are kick-ass. There's no doubt about it. So it was just normal that he was always riding me with Duke. Duke this, Duke that. And I got sick and tired of it. So I'll tell you what. I went to Indiana so that I could say, you know, IU and Hoosiers and Bob Knight. And I'd haunt my dad that I went to Indiana and not to Duke. probably couldn't have gotten into Duke anyway. But I was at Indiana, and when I was there, I mean, I covered the Hoosiers for 5 years, and the last game I ever covered, they won the national championship. They beat Syracuse at New Orleans in the Superdome, down 13 with 3 minutes to go. They come roaring back. Thomas to Keith Smart, baseline jumper, points. And the Hoosiers won another national championship. They got five. Knight has three. So certainly Indiana basketball has its own lore, if you will. But when it's all said and done, the best thing for me, in all honesty, that's happened in sports in the longest time, I mean, like going back, way back. I mean, even forget about the COVID years. I'm talking about this may be one of the best things that I've ever seen happen in sports in at least a decade. And you know what it was? It was watching Duke lose to North Carolina on Coach K's final game coaching at Cameron Indoor. Watching them get their ass beat by their rival, North Carolina, 94-81. Not only did they beat them, they kicked their ass. They ruined the party. I mean, to tell you, your boy Hubert Davis and the Heels come into Cameron Indoor, arch rivals, Chapel Hill, Durham, 8 miles apart. They loathe one another. They hate each other's guts. There's nothing that could spoil Coach K's day more than to lose to North Carolina. And that's exactly what happened. He said after they lost, quote, "Today was unacceptable," end quote. And then, quote, "But the season has been very acceptable, and the season isn't over, all right?" end quote. I mean, that was the most fantastic thing I have seen in the longest time. I will never forget watching North Carolina beat Duke's ass on his final game coaching at Cameron Indoor. What a bloody ending to a brilliant career. You gotta love it. It's Pharrell.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.